You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, remember, respect the past and represent the future with new gear from the Cleveland Browns Pro Shop. Shop the largest selection of all new jerseys, t-shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Stop by the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. That's Monday through Sunday, or shop now on shop.clevelandbrowns.com or on the Browns mobile app. Correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but Monday through Sunday could also just be said every day.
Absolutely.
Okay. It could.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just trying to keep it simple for everybody here. You know, the NFL made a rule change yesterday on the extra point, moving it back to the 15-yard line. So why not bring in the Browns special teams coordinator, Chris Tabor, to come in and talk about the rule change? We know beforehand you are not a big fan of what was being proposed. So now that it's official, what do you think about what the NFL has done?
I think you got to embrace it. I mean, there's no other way around it. It's just like anything. If you don't embrace it, obviously your chances for success probably go down. But now that you've had kind of time to absorb it, and I was kind of looking analytically at it, since 1999, there's only been 25 kicks from that range, and there's only been one miss. But when you're a cold weather team, I think you always think about the weather and the wind and those type of things, and I think we're no different. But at the same time, I'll have confidence in whoever we put out there that they'll get the job done.
Garrett Hartley was released this offseason, and just talk about, you know, the rookie minicamp and having some of those young kickers in here. Who's in the lead, or what do you like about those young legs that will be a potential opportunity for them to make the team in September?
Both guys have been around the block a little bit. One guy was with Tennessee last year. The other guy was in Philadelphia. Travis, being in Tennessee, he has a good strong leg, kicks the ball well, gets great lift on the football, and very mentally tough, as is Kerry Spear, who graduated out of Vanderbilt. Like I said, was in Philadelphia, but they're both competing real well. It's a very close competition right now, and kind of eager for this next part. We get OTAs and kind of get the guys around them, see how they respond under pressure. Will kind of be the next test for them.
So with the extra point moving back, the two-point conversion staying there, as you pointed out, statistically, people thought it was a big deal. It's actually maybe a couple percentage difference between the traditional extra point and now kicking there. Kickers are allowed to pick where they kick from, same as an extra point, left hash, center, or the right. Do you think that how does that factor, though, in terms of the protections now that, for example, it can be blocked and returned for 2 points? Is it changing kind of the nature of the intensity of that play?
Oh, no question. I think it the whole mentality with regards to your field goal block team and wanting to go after it, obviously that'll be increased dramatically. Obviously on extra points, sometimes you just kind of conceded the point. Now it'll be kind of guys I think will be screaming off the edge, so to speak. And then obviously the snap hold and the kicker are going to have to be executed really well in order to get that point. I don't anticipate seeing a lot of fakes from there.
Right.
Just because you'd probably want to choose to do it from the 2-yard line. So that's why, I see the field goal block teams really coming after it.
Coach, moving on to your special teams unit, what are some of the areas of improvement that you're focusing on right now, looking forward, as you said, to get into OTAs to improve upon the product that was on the field last year?
Well, we're really trying to zero in, obviously, in the return game. Both in the punt return game and in the kick return game, and kind of get that back up to the standard that we've kind of set. And then the other area that we're just trying to do, we got a lot of new guys, and we're just trying to develop them. And that's kind of what they call, you know, the second phase right here, where you get to do a lot of skill development and get some classroom in with the guys. And then when we hit OTAs here, kind of put it all together. So I'm anxious to see where the guys are at once we kind of start throwing all the live bullets at them.
And we've heard a lot of names kind of bandied about in the return game. And how tough is it for you at this point? You know, you bring in a guy like Duke Johnson. He's there. We know Justin Gilbert did it very successfully in college. You have Travis Benjamin as well. You know, divvying up those reps and knowing that Travis Benjamin's got to compete to make this team as a receiver. And oftentimes with your special teams unit, you know, it depends on who ultimately makes the 53, who you get to use.
No question. I think it's just one of those deals. I mean, we have to do a good job, whether it's in the specialist period or in a team period or if it's in post-practice, getting the guys number of catches, trying to put pressure around them to continue to develop them. And then I think, as I always say, the tape will tell the story, and then the tape will tell you who to play, and I don't think it'll be any different this year.
Coach, walk through a conversation, as I had early in my career, with a rookie who – wasn't drafted early, so you know he's not necessarily going to be a starter, maybe a part-time contributor, but also has to have the mentality that he's going to make the team being a special teams contributor and play on all teams and expect for him to go 100 miles an hour, while also, too, learning and digesting an entire offensive or defensive playbook.
Well, it is. It is important. I think obviously the player that can grasp that concept quickly has a greater chance of making your team. But I like to point to real live examples. For example, Johnson Batamosi, who's now entering, I believe, his fourth year, has been a great special teams player for us. Last year, Kaywan Williams, who played, he was an excellent player for us on special teams, and obviously his snaps increased defensively. I think when you point to those two guys and then they kind of meet the guys in the locker room and get a feel for them of kind of how they are, and they begin to ask them questions, hey, how did you do this, how did you do that, and they kind of give them a little advice, and that younger player can absorb it, and the sooner he can figure it out, the better chance he has of making it.
How hard is it when you want to go in there and lobby for guys who are kind of specialist, special teams guys? You know, the team had Johnson Batamosi. Marlon Moore was phenomenal last year in that role. Travis Benjamin this year could be more of a specialist with the additions that the team's made at wide receiver. Is that kind of a tough give and take for you with Ray Farmer in terms of setting the 53? How does that kind of work out?
I don't think so. I think, Ray and Coach, I mean, they've been great. They understand the whole picture. And as special teams coaches, we like to think that we understand the whole picture also of kind of how the pieces fit with the 53, because then obviously on Sunday we have to try to make it fit to the 46. But that's the thing that's great here with the Browns, is that we got an organization that you can express your opinion and people listen, and it's taken into account, and have great confidence in the people that are making the decisions.
Last year the team did phenomenally well in terms of coverage, one of the best in the league on kickoffs and punts. Billy Cundiff maybe didn't do as well as a field goal kicker, but certainly on kickoffs was very good. When you look at these kickers, these two young guys that you're evaluating right now, how do you balance kind of how good they're going to be on kickoffs and field position? And obviously you want somebody who does everything very well, but if it's kind of a give and take, what kind of gets more importance to you?
Well, I always learned the first thing is a kicker, he's really getting paid to give you points.
Right.
And then from there, I mean, you have to expect your other 10 guys to go down and cover for him if he doesn't kick the ball out of the end zone. And that's kind of how we view it. We're going to concentrate on our coverage and developing players to get that done. So whenever the ball does come out, we'll cover our kicker's tail, so to speak. And then when we ask him to make points, he needs to deliver for us in that area.
Coach, how exciting is it for you to have starters on this football team asking to participate in special teams? You know, Joe Hayden being a gunner, Craig Robertson, even as he was seeing more defensive snaps, almost played better on special teams when he was playing more defense. And it's got to be great and a joy for you as a coach to have those bodies on special teams.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach has done a great job, as has Ray, with regards to the players that we have on our team. And our guys have totally bought in. Good guys to be around, and they're fun to coach. And when you get a bunch of guys like that are fun to coach, they'll do anything for you. And a couple examples that you mentioned there, Joe, Craig Robertson. I mean, there's multiple other guys that kind of do the same thing. If we can just kind of keep that attitude instilled in them and have some fun with it and have some success with it, then your chances of being pretty good go up.
With the addition of Duke Johnson, very successful returning kicks at the U, but not really a punt returner, how do you see kind of that kickoff return battle going? And will we see Justin Gilbert return kicks in his second year?
No, I think you will. And I'm excited about Duke. I'm excited about the opportunity to see Justin back there, as with some of the other guys that we have. It's an area that we have to improve in. We have to be able to establish our offense with some good field position. Sure. It's something that I was very disappointed with last season, as are the guys. And we're excited to get that part rectified.
Coach, Mike Pettine has set the platform for what type of football the Cleveland Browns are going to play. The dominant defense. I think at this point right now, there's questions surrounding John DeFilippo offensively. And I always talk about, dominant special teams. Your ability to play that is a key factor in winning football games. What are some of the goals that you're sharing with the players this year? I know everywhere I've been, we want to be top five in this. We want to be top 10 in this. You know, what type of goals have you set for yourself that you have shared with the players thus far?
Well, we always say that at the end of the day, we want to be the number one unit in the league. I mean, I think it's just like anything. I mean, you're, as a team, you play to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. But at the same time, we know we got a lot of work to do.
Sure.
And if we can just kind of take incremental steps each and every day to get a little bit better, then we'll set ourselves up to get those goals accomplished.
Two guys who are going to be the same, at least in the field goal kicking portion of things, at least right now. Christian Yount, Spencer Lanning will still be there as the snapper and the holder, of course. How have they been doing? How's that continuity helped these young kickers going forward? Because I know Christian last year maybe there was a time where people were a little concerned with his snaps. How's he been looking this year?
He's doing a nice job, and he's also competing for his job with Charlie Hewlett, and both guys have done real well. I mean, the nice thing is both of them are good snappers. We're working with the same holder, so the kickers are kind of getting the same type of battery, so to speak, and starting to get in their rhythm a little bit, and I think it'll just continue here the rest of the offseason.
Coach, thank you so much for the time. We know you got lots of meetings to get to here today, but certainly nice to have you on the day after the NFL makes what's probably the most significant rule change to the point after touchdown that they've ever made.
We're excited about it, guys. Thank you.
You're very excited about it. That's right. It's an entertainment league, folks, here in the National Football League. Special teams coordinator Chris Tabor with us. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right after this.